Thankfully. Apologies, that's okay. We have no apologies and no approved leave of absence. So, this item three, response to previous public questions taken on notice. And we had question one from Mr. John Rossiter, 181 Point Inge Drive, Port Denison. Excuse me. Why have the tap top locks been replaced with key locks in the Shire's amenities? And the response is the previous tap fixtures were at times left running or tampered with, resulting in unnecessary water wastage. There are currently three toilet blocks, one shower, and two water fountains with dog-friendly water bowls along the foreshore. And this level of public access to water was considered adequate when determining the upgraded tap configuration. Question two, again from Mr. Rossiter, 181 Point Inge Drive, Port Denison. How much was realised from the Kennedy Heights duplex sale, not generated proceeds, as was the response provided by the Shire? Mr. Rossiter, I'm not sure whether you've had a chance to look at the agenda, but there is a table provided. So, the land for Kennedy Heights, or are we talking about duplex 4A Kennedy Heights or duplex 4B? All
Personal
three?
land.
Oh, okay, sorry. So, the net book value was $160 for the land. Sorry, $160,000. Proceeds for $160,000. The duplex at 4A Kennedy Heights. The value was $215,310. $100. And the proceeds were $125,000. So there was a loss of $90,310. Duplex B, 4B Kennedy Heights. The value was $220,657. The proceeds were $125,000, with a loss of $95,655. Question three, Mr. Rossiter, 181 Point Leander Drive, Port Denison. Why has it taken 6 months for the Shire to take action on repairing the yellow spinning playground equipment at Port Denison? The response: the yellow spinner was operational, but the spinning mechanism had progressively tightened. It was recently removed so that the Shire can assess the unit and obtain pricing to restore the spinner to full functionality. Following questions were raised during the agenda forum. Question one from Ian Mallowish, 5 Abbott Terrace, Port Denison. Could the Shire resume including the reason for payment in the accounts for payment statement as was previously the practice? The response is that Shire will consider the request. Question two, again from Mr. Ian Mallowish, 5 Abbott Terrace, Port Denison. Why several neighbouring blocks, including those adjacent to and behind this property, had not been mowed in accordance with the Shire's fire break requirements due the 1st of November 25, and asked what the Shire's policy is and when compliance will occur given the fire risk to his property. The question has been taken on notice. Do we have a response to that yet? No. A response will be forthcoming. Question three, again from Mr. Mallowish. 5 Abbott Terrace, Port Denison. Who's responsible for the eradication of box thorn, a declared noxious weed on urban blocks, as there are several infestations nearby? And the response: the Shire President advised that the box thorn weed, should the box thorn weed be located on private property, its eradication is the responsibility of the landowner. The Shire President further stated that in the absence of the responsible manager, further information will be provided, which will be forthcoming. So I'd like to invite members of the gallery if they have any questions that they would like to ask of council.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and congratulations.
Thank you.
I hope you get better.
So do I.
Yeah. Bear with me. Am I wrong in saying that all the people in this chamber are public servants, except for those from the gallery, who would mainly be residents and ratepayers?
My understanding is that local government employees are not technically public servants, but perhaps Shane, you can. You can't answer that. Certainly, when I was working in government, I suppose, I received a public servant salary, but I was not a public servant. And it is my understanding that the current staff members don't receive the public servant salary rate. It is a lower rate than public service. And so they know that, to my knowledge, I will follow up and make sure the information I'm giving is correct, but they're not public
So they
servants.
don't serve the public.
I don't think that's, public servants are employed by both state and federal governments to serve the public in the administration and operation of government services. Local government is an agency of the state, and therefore it is sort of, we operate under the Local Government Act 1995, and the salaries, the positions, all of those are determined under the Act.
Question or okay. Is number 2 Kennedy Heights vacant? If so, how long has it been vacant and why is it vacant?
Two Kennedy Heights. That's
Sorry. This the doctor there.
Oh,
Yeah, the doctor currently resides there. It's a doctor's house.
it's a Shire's house.
Sorry, but it's, historically, that's the Shire's provided that house for the doctor, and the current one of the doctors, our main doctors, resides in that house.
There is someone in there.
Correct.
Okay, thank you. The previous CEO would have had re a response to the questions by the following Friday. Why is it this CEO takes 3 weeks to get a response to questions?
I will have to take that on notice.
We provided following.
It wasn't provided at all.
So what's the question?
So which meeting did you ask a question
I'm
at?
talking about the previous CEOs, the Simmons and Merrick and all of those. The meeting was on the Tuesday, and by the Friday, you had a response to the question. This fellow takes over 3 weeks.
So we take it on notice.
And then it's researched.
And it published in the next meeting.
Okay, so the question still stands. Referring to 4 Kennedy Heights, how can you sell a duplex and then also sell the land that it sits on? Because that's what that up there tells me.
Perhaps, Murray, you can give us some guidance on that.
You're essentially selling the land title, the infrastructure that's on it. Well, anyone buying it?
Oh, I went to the estate agents and he said, no, he said there's something wrong there. So there must be correspondence to get that extra $160,000.
We have, again, we will have to take that on notice.
Okay,
I can get
thanks.
that information to her.
Thank you very much.
Are there any other questions, Bruce?
Thank you, President. Thank you, councillors. At the agenda forum, I asked the question then for some time to prepare a report, which I've done, and I think it's been circulated to you, so I just
It
wanted to thank you
has.
for that.
And can I just thank you for that report? I found it to be a very balanced report and very helpful. Councillors will notice that there is an alternative motion to that particular item in the agenda before them on the table, and the alternative motion will be considered along with the agenda item.
Thank you, President. I'm available for questions if you do ask me.
Thank you. Are there any other questions?
Ian Mallewish. The foreshore redevelopment seminars will be
Thank you.
in the 9th of December. One's at 10 o'clock, one's at 4 o'clock on a Tuesday. That doesn't give the majority or a lot of people in the ratepayers in the area the opportunity to go along and put their views forward, because a lot of people will be working. So it's possible to change that afternoon 1 to 6 o'clock so that more people have the opportunity to go to the
7.
So the 4 p.m. session actually does go till 7 p.m. in the evening. So there is an opportunity for people who knock off at 5:30 to go along and have a look and have a chat to the people from GDH.
They'll miss out on what's happened beforehand.
It is exactly the same. So if people are able to go in the morning, they can look at the plans to date, and they can talk to representatives from GDH who we have been involved with, and they can obviously ask questions, and they can provide feedback to them. Feedback to us.
So just to clarify, it's not a presentation. It is just the drawings up on a board with the consultants there. So it's interactive, so that if you've got questions and you want to look through it, as each person comes in, doesn't matter whether you come at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, then that person can interact. And there is actually a survey to go through with some feedback, and that's basically how it's structured for that day.
Yeah. Thank
you. Are there any further questions? No? There are no further questions, then we'll move on to the next item, which is declaration of interest, which is nil. Applications for leave of absence, we have nil. Petitions and deputations, there was a deputation made at the agenda forum, which has been incorporated in the agenda notes. So moving on to Item 8, confirmation of the minutes and tabling of the agenda forum notes. So, the first item is item 8.1. So, the minutes of the Auditor Council meeting held on the 28th of October are included in the attachment booklet. I hope everyone's had an opportunity to read through them. So, I am looking for someone to move that the Council confirms that the minutes of the ordinary Council meeting held on the 28th of October 2025 are correct. Councillor Gillam, I have a second for that motion. Councillor Lawson, do you wish to speak to that motion? Would you like to speak to that motion? Would anyone like to speak against that motion? I'll put the motion. All those in favour? The motion is carried. Item 8.2, minutes of the special council meeting held on the 6th of November 2025. Minutes of the special council meeting held on the 6th of November are included in the attachment booklet, and I hope everyone also has had a chance to look at those. I'm hoping that someone will move, one of our councillors will move to confirm that the minutes of the special council meeting held on the 6th of November 2025 are correct. Councillor Hanson. Councillor Gillam. Does anyone wish to speak to that motion? I'll put the motion. All those in favour? The motion is carried. Item 8.3, agenda forum notes. At the agenda forum held on the 18th of November 2025, the Shire officers presented background information and answered questions of items to be considered at the November 2025 Ordinary Council meeting. The agenda forum has been circulated. So can I have someone to please move that Council confirms that the notes of the agenda forum held on the 18th of November are correct? Councillor Hanson, Councillor Moslem. Does anyone wish to speak against that motion? I'll put the motion. All those in favour? The motion is carried. We move on to item 9, which is announced by the person presiding without discussion. So I will start with mine and then I'll hand over to the CEO. So on the 24th of November, the CEO and I attended the Northern Country Zone of Mwalga meeting in Three Springs. One item which council probably should be aware of, that the Northern Council's Country Zone, in conjunction with the Murchison Zone of Mwalga, are hoping to conduct a zone conference, a combined zone conference in Geraldton, most likely, in March 2027. And this will allow councillors who don't have an opportunity to go to the WA convention, the annual, to actually attend and listen to some of the key presenters on topic, and certainly on valuable topics. So 2027. And they are looking at the possibility of holding a regional training for new councillors. That is yet to be determined. And in the meantime, I would encourage all councillors who have not yet completed their training to have a look at it and start as soon as possible. It does take some time to work through. Yeah, if you would like one to join. Okay, so on the 5th of November, the CEO attended the LEAD meeting. Excuse me. On the 12th of November, the CEO attended Senior Speak Trivia event. And on the 14th of November, the CEO and Councillor Gillam attended the main regional road group meeting in Geraldton. So thank you for that. I'm going to reports, item 10, reports of officers and committees. We're looking at 10.1, finance report. So that's 01-1125, accounts for payment. And so the purpose of this is that council receives the list of accounts paid under delegated authority during October 2025. And the motion is that council by simple majority receives the accounts paid in October 2025 as contained in FIN 01-11/25, attachment one of the attachment booklet, November 25. So could I have someone to move that motion, please? Councillor Nelson, second Councillor Summer. Do you wish to speak to those motions? To that motion? Does anyone wish to speak to the motion? I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Motion is carried. The next item is finance 02-11/25, monthly payment, September 2025. And this, so the motion is that council by simple majority receives the monthly financial statements for the period of 1st July 2025 to the 30th of September 25, as contained in FIN 02-11/25, attachment one of the attachment booklet. Can I have someone to move that motion, please? Councillor Gillam, Councillor Summer, second. Does anyone wish to speak for that to that motion? Does anyone wish to speak against the motion? I'll put the motion. All those in favour? No, the motion is carried. Moving on to development reports. And so DEV 01-11/25, October 2025. That council receives the October 2025 development delegated and authorised for authority report. The motion is that council by simple majority receives the October 25 development delegated and authorised authority report as contained in DEV 01-11/25, attachment one. And I have someone to move that motion, please. Councillor Gillam, second. Councillor Summer, does anyone wish to speak towards that motion? I'll put the motion. All those in favour? The motion is carried. We come to DD2/11/25 proposed road land change, Ettrick Road. And excuse me, you all have an alternative motion in front of you, and I hope that everyone has had an opportunity to read the briefing provided by Brisbane and the Burwin District's Historical Society. And so the question is that council choose to either move the motion as is in the agenda or the alternative motion as provided.
I'd be more than happy to move the alternative motion.
Should move the alternative motion. So we have a mover for the alternative motion, which reads that council by simple majority conduct an independent community consultation with the affected residents of Pettit Road. Subject to all affected residents providing written approval, support the road name change of Pettit Road to Pettit Lane and Landgate's reapproval of road name service fee to be paid by either the applicant or the Shire. So would the Shire, would that be most likely the Shire? And the reason for the change is that council would like to formally gauge the level of interest from the affected residents of Pettit Road. And if all the residents are fully supportive, then request Landgate to change the road name. The road type lane could be appropriate as the original road reserve width was only 10 metres, notwithstanding the long-term desire to widen the road to 20 metres. So that's the motion. Councillor Gillam has moved that motion. Do I have a seconder for that motion? Councillor Summer. Would anyone like to speak for the motion?
I'll speak. Simply that, yeah, in all of my time in Dongara, I'd only ever known it as Pettit Lane since I was a child growing up, and so it was all a bit of a surprise when it found there was a confusion, so I'm supportive of trying to resurrect that name.
Yeah. Councillor Summers, did you wish to speak?
Yeah, I think Pettit Lane is a more appropriate name for that particular road. It's a fairly narrow road and it suits it.
Okay, does anyone wish to speak against the motion? I'll put the motion. All those in favour of the alternative motion is passed. And again, thank you, Bruce, for providing that information. Is it the dates? Okay. Now, do we should talk about moving? So, do we suspend some? Okay. So, council, the CEO would like to vary one of the dates, and so therefore, could I have someone to move standing orders so that we can debate this? Sorry, that the council suspends the meeting as per clause 17.1 of the Shire of Irvine Meeting Procedures Local Law 2016 at 6:23 p.m. Is someone to move then? Councillor Gillam? Councillor Hanson? Okay, so standing orders have been suspended. Mr. CEO, would you like to...
Just very briefly, it was 2 weeks between the November meeting and the December meeting, and it's just inadequate at the moment. We've been a little bit caught out with the OAG, the Officer Auditor General, and had the meeting been 1 week further out, it probably would have made it more practical to fit it in. So I know, conscious that we're trying to bring it forward for Christmas, I think it misses all the school activities that particular Wednesday, so it would just allow us an extra week or what we've been doing for the last few years. So maybe it's only 2 weeks between council meetings.
Yeah, so if we don't move the meeting date, then we will be having an agenda forum next week.
Or well, we still are this year. This is for
next year, so. Yeah. Sorry, I'm confused with the other conversation. Yeah, so thoughts, council?
I think it makes sense to put it back. When you look at the schedule this week, particularly with running agenda forums again, It's a
quite a squeeze, isn't it?
It's a big squeeze.
Yeah. Are there any other comments? No. Then basically, we need to move that council reconvenes the meeting as per clause 17.1 of the Shire of Irwin Meeting Procedures Local Law 2016 at 6:25 p.m. Have someone to move that motion, please. Councillor Gillam, is someone to second? Councillor Summer. All those in favour? Standing orders and reconvened. And so, that the council by simple majority approve the amendment to the ordinary council meeting start time, bringing the commencement time forward to 5 p.m. from February 2026 onwards, and set the 2026 agenda forums and ordinary council meetings in accordance with the following schedule, and authorise the chief executive officer to publish the amended starting time for ordinary council meetings as detailed in point one, and to advertise the 2026 meeting schedule to the community. Now, someone to move that motion, please. Councillor Muslim, your second, Councillor Nelson. Do you wish to speak to that motion at all?
No, I was reading it because I wasn't here when you when the council was discussing those times, and I reckon it's a great change, to be honest. At least we might all go home a little bit earlier too, some nights instead of a bit late, but for everybody that's here, 5 o'clock's a good idea. Yeah.
Thank you. Does anyone wish to speak for the motion? Does anyone wish to speak against the motion? I'll put the motion. All those in favour? The motion is carried. Okay, so the next item, CEO 02-11/25, Irwin Arrowsmith Advisory Council, IAC, disclosure report. Now, the purpose of the report was to provide council with a comprehensive disclosure of correspondence meeting and collated information and directives related to IAC, as requested under the resolution adopted at the September 2025 ordinary council meeting. This report to council's direction, full disclosure and status update, including practical interpretation of correspondences and key decision-making activities. The motion is that council by absolute majority receives the CEO 02-11/25 report on the IAC, including the correspondence and engagement and disclosure registers. Notes the officer's comments regarding the background, preparatory activities, and current status of the IAC. And number three, accepts the disclosures as fulfilling the council resolution from the September 2025 ordinary council meeting. I have someone to move that motion, please. Councillor Gillam, can I have someone to second it? Councillor Summers. Do you wish to speak to the motion?
I'm happy to see that the report has come through. Happy to see the progress.
Thank you. Councillor Summer, did you wish to speak to the motion? No? Did anyone wish to speak against this motion? I'll put the motion. All those in favour? The motion is carried. So CEO 03-11/25. Temporary employment or appointment of a CEO policy. And obviously, Council has discussed the proposed temporary employment or appointment CEO policy. And the motion is that Council, by absolute majority, adopts the temporary employment or appointment of CEO policy as approved in Attachment 1 in accordance with Section 5.39C of the Local Government Act 1995. Can I have someone to move that motion, please? Councillor Hanson, someone to second? Councillor Muslim, do you wish to speak to that motion? Councillor Muslim, would you like to speak to the motion? Would anyone like to speak either to the motion or against the motion? I'll put the motion. All those in favour? The motion is carried. So 10.6, committee reports, we have nil. 11, motions of which previous notice has been given. We have nil. Item 12, questions by members of which due notice has been given. We have nil. 13, urgent business approved by person presiding or by decision. Nil. Item 14, matters for which the meeting is closed to the public, and we do have one. And so at this point, I will ask members of the gallery and staff to leave the chambers.
Yes.
Actually, we have a motion that council close the meeting to the public at 6:30 p.m. in accordance with section 5.232A and C of the Local Government Act 1995 to discuss item 04-11, Board 35, appointing the acting Chief Executive Officer and CEO. Apologies. 04-11, 25, the appointment of the acting CEO and CEO leave. Can I have someone to move that motion, please? Councillor Summer, someone to second. Councillor Perez, does anyone wish to speak against that motion? I'll put the motion. All those in favour? The motion is carried. And being no further business, I will close the meeting at 6:40 p.m. Thank you all for your attendance. Thank you. Okay, so that's the end of that for the gallery. Members of the